Vermont has a new lieutenant governor, and it's progressive Democrat David Zuckerman. He joins me now on the line. Good morning and congratulations on your victory.
Well, thank you. Good morning, Mitch.
I do want to mention before we start that we had reached out to speak with Governor-elect Phil Scott, but he declined to speak with us this morning. We are, of course, very happy to have you on the line. You will be serving with Republican Phil Scott, who won a resounding victory last night. Now, I imagine that you and he will differ on a number of significant policy issues, including taxes. How do you see working with Governor Scott while also trying to advance your progressive agenda?
Well, I think we all appreciate the great challenges that are before us from trying to raise workers' wages so that they can afford. I know he talked about affordability, so they can afford daily living. We've got to work on affordable housing. We've got to work on affordable child care. These things are all issues that are related to the economy, which he talked about a lot. I talked about a lot. And I think, you know, in Vermont, we set aside the elections and we go forward and work together to make hopefully, positive change for working people.
Governor-elect Scott has pledged to keep Vermont taxes low. He feels the state is overtaxed as it is. How do you see Vermont closing potential budget gaps if taxes aren't raised?
Well, you know, he is the one who was elected governor, and he's going to have to present a budget to the chamber. There is a fairly distinct difference in the governor and lieutenant governor's role in that regard. And I certainly have to respect that the folks have elected him as governor, and now he's going to have to show how he will do what he promised. There's been some real challenges over the last many years. We've often made significant cuts and made, relatively speaking, smaller increases in taxes than the cuts that we made. So it'll be interesting to see how he can fulfill his promise, but I have to give him the space to present what he's going to do and work with him for the better of the state as the legislature works through its process with his proposals.
One thing you do have in common with the new governor-elect is that he was quite vocal almost from the get-go in disavowing support for the man nominated by his party to be the next president, who has now won the presidency, Donald Trump. How do you see a Trump presidency affecting Vermont, especially given the fact that this state was an outlier state in voting overwhelmingly for Hillary Clinton?
Well, first, absolutely. I think the majority of the state is frankly, to the point of in mourning this morning. It is a dark day, in my opinion, for our country and for the world with respect to issues like climate change, workers' pay. Clearly, on the national level, they're going to probably go right at Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act, depending what you want to call it. And depending on what they do, that's going to have huge impacts on Vermont, and how are we going to move forward making sure our working class vulnerable individuals have access to health care and quality treatment. That's going to be one of the biggest ones. We'll see on the federal level what kind of other cuts they make, whether it's cuts to education, cuts to higher education, cuts to affordable housing, cuts in support for meeting environmental standards that I think we all hold very dear here. And I think it's going to be really a challenge for both Governor Scott, Governor-elect Scott, myself, and our legislature to figure out how we're going to manage the issues that we all hold in common here in Vermont that apparently are not in concert with the majority of the country.
David Zuckerman, two neighboring Vermont states, Massachusetts and Maine, had a recreational marijuana use question on the ballot before voters. Now, Massachusetts voters said yes to legalizing pot last night. The results from Maine are still pending, and a legalization bill is likely to come up again here in Vermont. And you, in fact, are one of the lawmakers who pushed for such a bill. It did not pass last time out. How would you craft a bill differently this time around to see it be successful?
Well, I think there's a lot of quality discussions going on. I know the Judicial Oversight Committee has been meeting and discussing some of these issues. I had always wanted, and I think now there's more discussion around a home grow provision that would allow folks not to have to be in the world of commercial production or commercial purchasing. I think it's important that we expand our medical system. There's still a lot of holes in the state where people don't have access for medical uses and needs. And then ultimately, I do think we need a regulated commercial system as well, preferably with more cultivator licenses so that we don't throw our current underground small-scale producers who are making a living under the bus and just turn into a big corporate monopoly kind of system. But all of these are issues that I think that committee, the Judicial Oversight Committee, will be discussing. And I think folks around the state will be asked for input as to how we can do this in a Vermont responsible way.
Do you think if you were able to craft a successful bill that the legislature could approve, that the new governor-elect, Phil Scott, may veto it? He has not been a real big supporter of legalizing marijuana, at least in statements that he's made to this point.
You know, I'm not going to project what Governor Scott is going to do. I think we all have to work together, set the electoral scenario behind us, and look forward working together. I know that Governor Scott is a very reasonable person. I've worked with him for many, many years. And I think he will look at the facts and look at the information, and whether he vetoes something, whether he allows something to become law without his signature, or whether he signs it, is really something I think you'd have to ask him. It's not my place to project what he would do.
Lieutenant Governor-elect David Zuckerman, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Mitch, thank you for your time, and let's all get up, dust off our pants, and get back to work.